Hi, it's me. Happy holidays. I hope you're doing really well. I thought that it would be fun today to do like a little hangout. I haven't done one in a while. I think the last hangout audio I did was like maybe in the summertime. It's just nice to come here and chill as myself, and yeah, but I'm just chilling today. Just did a couple of things, decorations, and had to run around a little bit. I wasn't expecting any guests this year, and I'm going to have a few, so I'm kind of I'm not super stressed out, but I just want things to look cute because I honestly haven't put up anything. I wasn't gonna do it. but I woke up in the Christmas spirit this morning, so I turned on some Christmas music and got some decorating done, some cleaning done, and ran some errands. So I'm just chilling right now, feeling good. I've got some hot cocoa right next to me. It's super hot. I'm not even gonna attempt to drink it right now because I know it's hot. But, it is the milk chocolate, hot chocolate. And I put some, whipped cream on top. A little, like, little swirly action. And I drizzled some hot chocolate sauce, and I've got some Marshies, aka marshmallows. So I'm just waiting for that to cool down because it looks so good. But yeah, it's almost Christmas. I can't believe it's almost Christmas. This month has went by so fast. I honestly don't even remember anything from a few weeks ago. but yeah, I love Christmas. I really do. The most wonderful time of the year. Although it's the most wonderful time of the year, it's the most stressful time of the year. I usually go pretty all out, or I'm usually traveling, so to be home, it's just pretty cozy. It's nice not to be completely stressed out. I have some anxiety, but it's not like super crazy, so that's good. But yeah, honestly, anytime like it's Christmas time, it's my fault. I put like that pressure on myself to just have everything like perfect. That includes, like, Christmas gifts. I'm really, really, really good at giving Christmas gifts. I'm, like, the best gift giver. I'm definitely bragging about that, because I think I am. And not just for Christmas, either. I'd say I'm pretty good, like, all year round. I'm good for birthdays, whatever. I'm good. Good at gifts. Downside is that I suck at wrapping gifts. Oh my gosh. I'm the shittiest gift wrapper of all time. If my life depended on being able to wrap a present, I would die. I don't know. I just can't do it. I can't do it. I tried doing the tutorials. I tried measuring out the paper. I even tried getting, like, the ones that are, like, pre-cut. I can't even do that. I always mess up somehow. So I just, like, slap some tape on it, slap some bows, call it a day. Or get a gift back. Like, when it's time to open presents on Christmas. People always, my family or friends or someone's like, oh, I know who this one's from. I don't even have to look at the name tag. And everyone looks at me and starts laughing, and I just sit there and I just take it and I smile. I'm like, hey, the present's dope, so you can make fun of the wrapping all you want. But yeah, I love nothing more than spoiling people I love, especially on Christmas. But yeah, are you a good gift wrapper, or do you do gift bags? I'm curious. Are you super into Christmas, or is it just like another day to you? I know this year's gonna be a lot different. And I'm very sad. I'm sad that I'm not going to be able to spend time with my entire family like I usually do. But of course, I want everyone to be healthy and safe, so I'm staying my ass at home. I actually had planned a trip last year to go to Canada, and it didn't work out. So I was going to go this year, and I'm not going, obviously, because we're in the middle of a pandemic. So I'm kind of sad. So I'm sure I'll find something to do. Like I said, I have a few guests coming over, so I'm sure we'll have a good time. I'm sure there'll be lots of FaceTime calls and phone calls and texting, and I'm probably gonna watch like a ton of movies on Christmas Eve. Or like go play some games or something. But yeah, nothing too fancy for me this year. I hope whatever you have planned, I hope it goes well. I hope you're safe. Yeah. What's on your Christmas list? Tell me what's on your Christmas list. I don't really have one. I don't really need or want anything. Well, that's a lie. I want a puppy. I want a puppy so bad. That's like my dream Christmas gift, to be gifted a puppy. I know giving gifts, like animals as gifts is not smart. But for me it would be, because I will take care of that little baby. I will treat it like it's my own. Yeah, I want a puppy so bad. In past Christmases and birthdays, if anyone ever asked me what I wanted, I always say a puppy. And I usually get trolled or punked. I have a couple of stuffed dogs somewhere around here. People are so mean to me. They're like, look, I got you a puppy. And it's a stuffed dog. So mean. But maybe one day I'll get my puppy. But yeah. So I found this little like Christmas questionnaire, or like Christmas would you rather or something. So I thought I could do that. And if you want to join in and leave your would you rathers Christmas edition, yeah, do it. I want to know your answers. Let me pull it up. I thought I had it saved on my phone. Hold on, sorry. Oh, I just remembered. It just popped into my head. Question for me. Do you remember when you found out Santa isn't real? Oh no! If you still believe, you didn't hear nothing. You didn't hear anything from me. I remember this asshole, this little kid. He went around school telling everybody, all the younger kids, like the little kindergartners and stuff. I remember he got in so much trouble. And, like, parents complained and stuff. And that's how I found out. And I didn't want to believe him. And then, things started adding up. And I was like, wait, what about the Easter Bunny? What about the Tooth Fairy? What about this and that? It was like a domino effect. And all my hopes and dreams went poof. I always tell my parents, if I ever have a child, I'm not participating in the Santa bullshit. And they get so upset. I'm like, fine, you can take them. I'm not doing Christmas. Oh, gosh. But when did you find out, or how did you find out? Was it funny? Was it not funny? Oh. If it's sad, don't tell me. But if it's funny, tell me. My bad. Okay. Christmas questions. Hold on. I just had a sip of my hot cocoa, and it's so fucking good. Okay. Would you rather, Christmas edition? All right. Would you rather have a white Christmas or a warm Christmas? Ooh, I go with white Christmas. I haven't had a white Christmas in a long, long, long time. So I'm going with white Christmas. Okay, number two. Receive a gift or experience, or, oop, my bad, or share an experience. Share an experience. I would go with that. You can get a gift any old day. You gotta get them experiences, the memories. You gotta get all the memories. Okay. Number three, eggnog or fruit cake? Okay, confession. I've never had eggnog and I've never had fruit cake, so I don't know. I feel like eggnog is gross, and I feel like fruit cake. I guess maybe that wouldn't be as bad, so I'll go with fruitcake. okay. Number four. Play outside, build a snowman and sled, or stay indoors, drinking hot chocolate and reading a good book. Ooh, that's tough. I choose outside. I always choose outside. I love being outside, so outside. And number five. Shopping in New York City for gifts, or shopping online in your pajamas? Oh gosh, this is hard. I'm a shopaholic, so either one, I guess. But I don't like online shopping that much, so definitely would choose shopping in New York City over shopping online. Okay, number six. Have Christmas at home or in a new destination? Where would you choose? Oh, that's tough. Christmas is always better when you're home with your family. But also traveling for Christmas. I've done that and it's super fun. It's super fun. Damn. I would say a new destination because we've been home all year. So I really want to go to Canada. So I would say a new destination and I would choose Canada. number seven. Only have one Christmas song available to hear over the Christmas season. Which would you choose? Oh, it doesn't even give you the options. I would choose All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey, but I feel like that one would get annoying to hear that all Christmas season. My all-time favorite Christmas song is The Christmas Song, sung by Nat King Cole, so I'll go with that one. Start a new tradition or continue doing old traditions? Ooh. My family and I, we have a lot of traditions, and I love them. So I'll say continue old traditions. But a new one I was thinking for, like, next Christmas, when I hopefully can be with my whole family, I'll have, like, a lot of time to, like, plan this out, but, like, a scavenger hunt, and, like, I get everyone, like, one really, really, really nice gift, and, like, I'll hide it somewhere in the house, and I'll write, like, a little, like, clue, like, a little riddle of, like, where I hid it, and, yeah, I think that would be fun to do that. I'll definitely have to plan that out. Okay, next one. Spend Christmas on the beach or in the mountains? In the mountains, if it's snowing, yeah. I feel like Christmas on the beach is not fun. I don't know. I wouldn't want to be on the beach. Takeout or home-cooked meal for Christmas dinner? Well, I'm not in charge of dinner usually. I can cook. Don't come for me. I can cook, I swear. But I'm usually not the one cooking. I usually, like, help out, like, do little things. if I had to do Christmas on my own, I haven't done like a really, really big one yet. But I would like to cook everything. I have some picky eaters. I have, like, you know, I have some vegans in the fam and some friends who are vegans. So I would have to find something yummy that everybody could eat. Like, I want to make like one thing. I don't know. Not one thing, but you know what I'm saying? One thing that everybody, something that everybody can eat. Like, I don't want to make, I wouldn't want to make like separate things. Excuse me. I was talking to someone the other day and we were talking about like Christmas dates or like Christmas theme like dates or something. And it's not really, I guess, for Christmas, but for any time, I guess. It's just, this is my dream date, is someone taking me ice skating specifically to an outdoor like skating rink. I don't know why. I just think ice skating with someone is so romantic and cute and so fun, and an excuse to like hold their hands and be close and playful. I don't know. I want it. It's super cute. I blame Hallmark, the Hallmark station, and like Lifetime, because like anytime like I see that and like I'm one of the movies, I'm always like, I want that. Oh. But yeah, that's what I want. And it hasn't happened yet. Sad. Or like going like skiing or someone teaching me how to snowboard. That would be so much fun. That would be a fun date. I like dates that are like super active. I don't like going out and sitting at a dinner table. Like, no, let's cook together. Let's stay home and cook together. Or do something fun. There's plenty of time to sit and talk. Go do something with someone. I don't know. Or like something competitive. Oh, that's fun. Yeah. What is your like ideal? What is your dream date? Or like your date, a date for like Christmas? I don't know. Tell me. I want to know. Tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me. But yeah. Thank you for hanging out with me. I wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Happy holidays. I hope you have a good time. And please stay safe. Please, 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 please. So, yeah, this is probably the time for you to click off if you don't want to hear me sing slash play the song game. Go drink some hot cocoa. I can't even say hot cocoa. Why do I keep saying it? I'm crazy. Go drink some hot cocoa and take a nap or something. If you do want to stay and listen to me sing, hey, hi. I surprisingly got a couple of requests for me to sing. I don't know, that was so cute, and I just have to do it. Last year I did like a silly like girlfriend experience, like Christmas karaoke theme audio. I can post it or somewhere, but it was from last year and it was cute. I liked it, and yeah, I don't know. It makes me so happy and it makes me feel so good when people want to hear me sing. And we all know I'm not a professional singer. I repeat, I am not a professional singer. I just sing for fun. And yeah, I was gonna try to do some Christmas songs on my ukulele or guitar, but I have my nails so long and I don't want to cut them. So, I've been pretty bad at practicing. So maybe once one of my nails break, that'll motivate me to start practicing again. But for now, I will do some Christmas karaoke, song game, Christmas edition. And if you don't know what the song game is, it is when I sing a couple of snippets of some songs, and you have to correct. Just can I talk? And you have to guess the correct song title and the correct artist slash performer. This one I'm gonna make it a little bit harder. Obviously, everyone knows the Christmas songs, so I challenge you. No cheating, by the way. I want you to put the title of the song, and I want you to put who wrote the song, not who sang the song, who wrote the song. I'm making it hard because the winner gets a pony, so. But yeah, let's go, let's do this. Hold up, I'm gonna have to find some like voice effects because I did not warm up my voice, so I probably should, but I don't feel like it. Yeah, let me find some echo, some reverb, some auto-tune, some something so I don't hurt your ears. yeah, thank you again for hanging out with me. And please, if you are in the mood to share some Christmas memories or answer any of the questions, please do. I always love hearing from you. And yeah. All right, here's a song game. Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Merry Christmas.
Silent night, holy night. All is calm, all is bright. Virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
I've already ruined this song. I don't know the lyrics.
Girls in white dresses and blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, what? When the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
Wait, did she say when the dog bites? Wait. I don't know the lyrics to this song. Where is it?
Go. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, I didn't know the lyrics. Thank you. back, fast nipping at your nose. You'll take carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. We know that Santa's on his way. He loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every modest child's gone and spied to see if reindeer really know how to fly.